You knew it was going to be a very tough test for your team early season coming in here, and you were right there with the first quarter, played them tough there, but then they just found an extra gear, did Liberal in that second quarter, and really never looked back tonight.
They were certainly ready to play us, and they were shooting very, very well. Their defense, I mean, they were right up on top of us. We could not get anything going, and I would never take anything away from them. They're a very good team, and, you know, they really exposed a lot of our weaknesses tonight.
I know it's tough to look for any positives in a 34-point setback, but do you see some in the fact that you can find some things to work on facing probably one of the tougher teams you'll face all year?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we got to try to get it inside a little bit more, handle the pressure a little bit better. So just because they're pressuring us, that shouldn't be an excuse not to be able to get it inside. But, you know, everyone still has to do their part. And just because we're playing a good team, that doesn't mean we back down to them. And, you know, I mean, there are times that we fired back, but a lot of times I didn't see us do that the whole game.
I think probably the story for you guys really in the second and third quarters especially was the turnovers. I think you had 6 out of 7 possessions there where you turned the ball over. It looked like you wanted to try to feed the post there to Emily Weathers, and at times when you did, it looked good, but, you know, just at times had the turnovers, and that really set you guys back.
Yeah, I mean, and it was across the board. I mean, everyone had 3, 2, 1, like, everyone had a couple of turnovers tonight, and that just cannot happen. And, you know, I mean, again, they're a very athletic team, and we just couldn't get anything going because any pass that we would create, they'd get a hand on it in some way. I mean, it wasn't even a steal, but that created a little bit of problems for us.
If any progression, what did you see from your team in the 3 games here in 3 days?
A lot of things we probably need to work on. You know, if anything, especially if your offense isn't working, you can always be aggressive on defense. Mm-hmm. And for the athletes that we have on our team, that should never be an excuse. I mean, I think we should always be able to be in the passing lane, causing havoc all the time. And because if you're playing good defense, your offense is going to benefit from it. And that's probably the number one thing we're going to work on.
Well, you get 4 days of practice next week to gear up for Hugoton and the 2 late games right before the Christmas break. So kind of a big time here to get some momentum heading into the Christmas break.
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll be ready. And I think the girls are ready, too. I know they're not proud of their performance. So I think we're going to start just working on a few other things and be ready to go for our next 2 games before Christmas.
Sarah McCormick joining us here at halftime of the boys game, recapping the girls game. A tough loss for Wisconsin this afternoon, 60-26. Thank you, Coach, again, as always. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.